From APM in Los Angeles today, I'm David Brancaccio. The coal industry is about to get its day in court, in this case, a federal appeals court, today. Peabody Energy and Murray Energy sued to block the Environmental Protection Agency from finalizing a plan to reduce carbon emissions from power plants. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at some of the stakes of this court case.
In general, the law favors the EPA. That's Jody Freeman's opinion. She's a Harvard law professor who served in the Obama White House and has written a pro-EPA amicus brief in this case. She also wrote the book on climate change and U.S. law. But
look, courts sometimes do unusual things.
A decision against EPA, even if it gets reversed later, would mean delay, which could be costly. President Obama has a tight timeline.
He really wants to get this done by the time he leaves office.
So a President Marco Rubio say couldn't easily undo it in 2017.
So this is for all the marbles. I mean, this is a very high stakes case that's playing out in the courts and will keep playing out in the courts.
The plaintiffs have trouble win or lose. Ethan Zindler is an analyst with Bloomberg New Energy Finance. He says coal-fired power plants are already closing.
That is driven by multiple factors. And in the short run, it's really not being driven by the Clean Power Plan.
There have been other regulations, plus cheap natural gas, and lots of existing plants are old and inefficient. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.